You're listening to Podcasting Made Simple, where we deliver weekly masterclass episodes that help podcast hosts and podcast guests elevate their podcasting game. I am your host, Alex Sanfilippo. Today's episode features audio from a session of the latest PodPros quarterly event. To learn more about the speaker in this episode, along with other helpful resources, including the video version of this episode and links to attend next quarter's event, please visit podpros.com/204. And now, please enjoy today's episode.
Ever feel like your podcast content suffers because you don't have the time to keep up with your production schedule? Staying up until 2 a.m. for an episode that's supposed to go live in just a few hours? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if it didn't have to be that way? I'm Kate Erickson, and I'm thrilled to be here to share with you a simple 5-step process for creating consistent content for your podcast so you can finally ditch that overwhelm and stop constantly feeling behind. For me, it all starts with systems, a repeatable set of steps you can go back to time and time again so that you can get more done in less time without the silly errors. So let's break down that simple 5-step process for creating consistent content for your podcast. Step number one, have a schedule and stick to it. This means actually blocking off time on your calendar so that you can hold yourself accountable, that you show up for yourself, for your podcast, and for your audience. If you have an interview-based show, this might look like creating a scheduler link so that you can send that to potential guests. That way, they can book a time to record their interview on your schedule, not on theirs. If you have a topic-based show, this means creating time blocks for each of your production tasks. That way, you can get more done in less time because you're going to eliminate context switching. We're going to be talking about that and batching in step three. Step number two, know what you're going to talk about and be prepared. We've blocked off the time in order to allow us the space to do the work. Now we need to figure out what we're going to talk about. For an interview-based show, your topic is likely going to be related to whatever your guest is an expert at. So make sure that you do your due diligence, research their background, figure out what the best questions that you could ask are so that you make the most out of your time with them. For a topic-based show, knowing what you're going to talk about doesn't always come easy. That's why you're going to keep a running list of topics that you can go back and revisit anytime you're wondering, what the heck am I going to record this episode about? I use a tool called Workflowy for this, which is just a very simple online note-taking system. You can use anything of your choice, wherever you happen to take notes and revisit. So again, when you go to record an episode, when you go to write those outlines, you have a whole list of topics to choose from. Now, you might be wondering, how am I supposed to generate this list of ideas? That's a great thought. I go to my emails, I go to social media, I engage with my audience, and I simply look for questions that they're asking. I look for recurring themes in the conversations that I see on social media. So if a listener reaches out to me with a question, I know that that's probably a great episode topic. If one of my listeners has that question, chances are a lot of my listeners have that question. Social media conversations, groups that are related to your industry or your niche, going to conferences, mixers, meetups, having conversations with people, asking what their biggest struggle is right now. These are all awesome ways to gain topic ideas. Another little hack that I like to use is signing up for Google Alerts. So I do a lot of content in the podcasting space. So each morning I get a Google alert for podcasts and for podcasting. That way I see what other people in the industry are talking about. And I know that if Forbes or Entrepreneur or some other well-known publication in the podcasting space is writing about it, chances are they are writing about it for a reason. That would be a great topic to add to my list as well. Here's another little tip for you if you have a topic-based podcast. I love creating seasons around my content. That way, I'm able to pull together 8 to 10 episodes that are a series, which makes it way easier to create the content, and it also makes findability and being able to share that content with your audience so much easier. As an example, I did an entire season just about creating systems in your business. So now anytime anyone in my audience comes to me and asks me about systems, I'm able to send them to one central place for a whole deep dive on how to create systems. So you might also consider creating seasons for your content. All right, step number three, create an outline and an overall format. Now that you have the time set aside and you know what you're going to talk about, it's time to make sure that you're setting yourself up for success with proper preparation. If you have an interview-based show, this might look like creating an interview flow, maybe even the same set of questions that you're going to ask every interviewee. If you prefer to keep things a bit more flexible, that's totally fine. But it will still be really helpful for you to create just a basic outline that you can follow every time you hop on the mic. That might look like introducing your guest, then asking them a question, having the conversation, and then closing it out with your call to action and your goodbye to your audience. It might seem overly simplistic that you would have an outline that doesn't really contain much, but I can promise you that this will be so incredibly helpful in keeping you on track. If you have a topic-based show, creating an outline, having bullet points, or even scripting out your episode will be incredibly helpful in getting you through the content. I mentioned batching before, and this is a step where batching can really be a game changer. Batching means taking like tasks and doing a lot of them in a set amount of time versus spreading them out over multiple days or multiple different times. This prevents context switching because you're able to really dip into the zone, get that momentum going, and work most efficiently. Let's look at an example. I always like to say that being 1 month ahead on your content is the goal. So if you have a weekly podcast, then you should always have 4 episodes uploaded and scheduled ready to release at any given time. This is why these steps and this process is so critical to helping you stay on track. Batching can help you do this. If you have an interview-based show, instead of doing an interview on Monday, Wednesday afternoon, Friday, just 3 interviews in an entire week, right? You can schedule 3 1-hour blocks back to back one day and do all 3 of those interviews right back to back. This is the power of batching. You've just taken what would have been 3 separate days of getting your equipment set up and getting prepped and feeling ready to get on the mic, and you've done all 3 of them just in 1 time slot. Same goes for a topic-based show. You can sit down and create 3 outlines instead of just 1. And you have your time block for recording, so when you hop on the mic, you can record all 3 of those episodes instead of just 1. Batching is guaranteed to be a game changer. You have to figure out what time blocks and what type of schedule works best for you, but I promise if you implement batching in your content creation, your consistency, efficiency, and your ability to ditch overwhelm is going to happen so fast. Moving right along, step number 4, that is to write out your post-production workflow. We've set aside the time, we know what we're going to talk about, we have our outline and our flow to help guide us through, and we've hit record, which is the fun part, right? But after you hit record, those steps are so important to your overall workflow. So it is critical that you write out each and every step that you take in post-production so that you have that reference and that guide to go back to. No step is too small to document in this step. Let's look at an example. The set of steps that you might take after hitting stop on your recording are to do a save as. So maybe you're going to name your file _edit at the end so that you know that has been recorded, but it has not yet been edited. Saving your file is an important part of the process. After that, you're going to edit that episode, or actually before that, if applicable, you're going to be saying and signing off with your guest, thanking them for their time, creating a follow-up email to send to them so that they know when their episode's going to be going live. Then you're going to be editing that episode. You're going to tag it, upload it, and schedule it in your media host. We highly recommend Libsyn as your media host. Then you're going to prepare your show notes, write the title and the description, and this can all be based off your outline. So in step three, when we created that outline and that flow, you can repurpose that content in this step. Super hugely helpful. Again, some of these things seem like little things, but they can be big time savers. After you do your title, your description, your show notes, you're going to upload everything, schedule everything, your episode, your show notes on your website. And then you want to make sure, again, any of that post follow-up, following up with your guests, letting them know when the interview is going to be live. You can create your social media or any promotional material that you have for the episode. And I think that's a wrap. But again, everyone's process is different. Everyone's show is different. Everyone posts to different social media channels and has a different process for where they want their episode to show up. So when you're creating this list, make sure you're following your process. Just pretend that you've just finished recording an episode. Start doing a draft of what your post-production steps might look like. It will at least give you a start so that the next time you hit record, you have that list by you and you can fill in any of those blanks. And finally, step number five is to repeat steps 1 through 4. The most powerful part of a system is that it is repeatable. So now it's time to do just that. Repeat. I can promise you that if you implement these steps, if you put this process to work for you, that you will ditch overwhelm and be ahead of your production schedule always. When you repeat these steps, you constantly keep that flow of episodes going, of content going. That is how you create consistency. You hold yourself accountable. Block off that time. You have your running lists of guests and topics. You have an outline and a flow to follow. Oh my goodness, I am so excited for you. All right, friends, there you have it. 5 simple steps to creating consistent content for your podcast without feeling overwhelmed and actually being ahead of schedule. Happy podcasting.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Podcasting Made Simple. If you enjoyed what you just heard, please share a screenshot or picture of yourself listening to it on social media. Be sure to tag us so we can follow you and also reshare it. Additionally, if you know someone who would benefit from listening to this as well, please send it their way. For show notes and resources from this episode, please visit podpros.com/204. Thank you again for listening, and I'm looking forward to bringing you another masterclass episode next week.